Hello, Mr. Brown.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Mr. Brown with The Mr. Brown Show. I'm grateful for all of you who are watching the show or listening to my podcast and who have followed me over the years. And I am relaunching this podcast for several reasons, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity to speak. I heard this quote, or I don't know if I came up with it, but I believe this, that everybody or my influence has an expiration date, so I don't want to let it go to waste. I had the privilege to inspire and to influence a lot of lives, from kindergartners all the way through adults, and it's been a blessing. And I want to continue that as long as I can. I think I have ideas that are beneficial to others. And not only that, but my ideas can lead to better ideas through other people. And so I think it's important to be able to speak in this marketplace of ideas. And so I'm going to re-enter this podcast realm. And you can check out the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and a lot of other places. Now, you may hear some of my old episodes, and I think over the last year, I've gained a lot of clarity about what I want my message to be. Now, my ultimate message is very simple. When you make better choice, you live better life. So choose well. You see, if you're watching this on YouTube, you see in the back, better choices, better life. I just had to move my mic. You can see it. Better choices, better life. And I got to fix this mic so it would actually stay right. But anyway, better choices, better life is the message. And listen, you can't always control all your options or your circumstances, but you always have the power to respond. And that is a choice, how you choose to respond to whatever goes in your life. And so in this podcast, I want to talk about life, not just what I talk about in schools. I'm talking about life in general. I want to enter topics. I want to enter the political world. And not because I want to talk about politics, because unfortunately, everything has become political. We can't even talk about medical decisions, educational decisions, without politics getting in it. And I think sometimes I can be too silent. I can talk to my family and friends about my ideas. And here's the thing. I want to make sure I'm doing this, not making declarations about what everybody else should be doing, but having conversations, to enter a conversation. Because unfortunately, many of us have thoughts and we just sit on the sideline and go, I don't want to get into it. It's too much work. Well, it matters. If something matters to me, I'm going to get involved with it. And that's what I've been really just churning in me. Let me turn this mic down. I've been churning that in me. Like, what is it that I really want to speak up about? Because again, I don't want to run for political office and I don't want to do certain things. But when it comes down to how it impacts people's lives, I need to speak up because I have a voice. And I think I have a God-given voice. So I need to use that voice. Here's a question for you. How many people does it make to make a difference? How many people does it take, you know, the old joke, how many people does it take to change a light bulb? I don't know that joke, but in real life, how many people does it take to make a difference? How many? I think it just takes one. It takes one person to make a difference. But we all got to be willing to speak up and do something and share our ideas. And again, in this podcast, I don't want to be right just to be right. I don't want to be negative and put people down. I'm not trying to pick a side. I'm not on the left. I'm not on the right. I can agree with people on the left if you got a good point. I can agree with people on the right if you have a good point. I've had to agree with people who made statements that I don't agree with what they do for a living. But that point was right. And so in this podcast, if I quote someone, if I talk about someone, I'm not necessarily endorsing them, but if they make a great point that makes sense, I'm going to quote them. We got to stop just dividing everything based on a whole body of work. If we're talking about a particular subject and you got a good idea, well, that was a good idea. All the other stuff may not be good, but that was good. And so this podcast, I'm going to talk about all kinds of stuff. Yes, choices. I'm going to give you some quotes, some quotes of the day that will help you in your everyday life. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to help look for the good. I'm going to find news stories and things that are good that we can talk about. But I'm also going to talk about the tough stuff, because I can't shy away from the tough stuff, because that's what life is built on too. Not just the easy stuff. It's real easy to talk about all the easy stuff, but what about the tough stuff? And so I want to enter that realm and bring some ideas and hopefully bring you some encouragement and a different way of thinking. And one of the ways our team has been talking about this is how to frame some of this in questions, like in a question format. Instead of making a declaration, I got a question. I got a lot of questions. I hear stuff going on in our world today. I'm like, why? How? Should we? Could we? Can we change this? Or can we have a conversation about it? My wife and I started a podcast about a year ago called Conversation with the Browns, and we haven't done a recent episode. Life just getting, you know, really busy, like everything I'm trying to do. But that premise of that whole thing was like, people were making a lot of declarations around the George Floyd social justice movement, a lot of declarations about what other people think, what other people are, and what other people do. And we thought, you know what? Why don't we start having more conversations? And so I'm going to roll some of that idea, some of that passion. Maybe my wife will be on the show too, and talk about more conversations to get to better solutions. We are sometimes making all these declarations and we're not getting to the best solutions we could because we're fighting each other. And we got so much vested interest in our team that our team is never wrong. Listen, your team is wrong. My team, if I got one, can be wrong. All of us can be. Experts can be wrong for that matter. We quote an expert. Experts can be wrong because they're fallible human beings. So let's stop doing some of that and let's start asking better questions. Because listen, I want a better life and I want you to have a better life. And that comes through our choices. Our choices we can make in our own circle of influence in our homes, but also how we can influence other people around us and around our world. And that for me, that starts with speaking up. So with that said, I'm gonna start the outro music because this wasn't really a whole episode. This is kind of like the new intro. I would call it the new Mr. Brown Show, but it's not really new. It's kind of relaunching. And again, you may see some old podcasts. Hey, check those out. I hopefully get those offline. Not that I'm ashamed of them, but that's the old podcast. And if you still hear those episodes, nothing wrong with them. But I'm changing my focus. I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about to help you, to help me, to have a conversation about better choices and a better life. Because when you make better choices, you will live a better life. So choose well. Oh, yeah. Again, you can check the podcast out on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts. We're starting Discord. If you don't know what Discord is, just check the link in the description. We have a Discord where we can have deeper conversations online on a platform that's not on YouTube, but you check it out, Discord. And also Patreon. If you like these conversations, if you like the podcast, would you consider becoming a patron? You know, you can join and help support me making more of these videos because making this isn't free, but I think it's important. So check all that out at our website, HelloMrBrown.com. HelloMrBrown.com. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye. Or like I like to say when I was growing up, peace.